As I said at the outset, the last step for us today was to give each of you a chance to take about 90 seconds and just wrap up your thoughts. And Linda, since you started at the outset, I'll let you start, Dan, at the finish, and then Linda. So.
Well, I want to thank the Business Roundtable, Kate Adams, for organizing this debate. Also thank Linda Studs for participating. It's great to be back with you, Linda, and Jerry for moderating. And all of you for attending. Let me leave you with three thoughts. First, we are at a critical moment when it comes to the nation's energy future, with many significant opportunities and challenges before us. President Obama's all-of-the-above approach, properly supported and well implemented, will help the nation seize these opportunities and address these challenges, and in the process build a more secure, healthy, and economically competitive nation. Second, contrary to Governor Romney's claims, the Obama administration has already made headway on this goal. We are conducting breakthrough science in our national labs to develop new energy technologies, protecting human health and the environment in the development of promising energy resources like shale gas, providing financial tools and resources that can help companies commercialize their energy technologies and get them to market, and guarding against energy market manipulation and unfair trade practices. Third, our nation is competing for a global market measured literally in the trillions of dollars and millions of jobs annually. Our competitors in Asia and Europe know what's at stake and are gearing up accordingly, building strong alliances between business and government to seize this unprecedented opportunity. We should be doing the same. Governor Romney, however, would do the opposite, pulling the plug on key mechanisms so critical to leading this market and sacrificing a massive economic opportunity and millions of jobs in the process. President Obama's all-of-the-above approach is all about grabbing this opportunity head-on and hard. I urge you to give it a serious look, and I'm confident the nation and your companies will be better off for it 4 years from now. Thank you.
Thank you to the Business Roundtable. Thank you, Jerry, and thanks for all of you for coming and for the good questions. I think you can all see why this is important and why it's interesting. I have to say, listening and reflecting a little bit on today, a lot of what I heard from Dan I really like and I agree with. And if, in fact, this administration, including in its regional offices and sort of in what it actually does, you know, did the things that Dan says it does and believes the things that Dan says it believes, I could be a lot more comfortable. But I think if you look at the facts in terms of what is being supported, what is not being supported, I think the question on Waxman market cap and trade was quite a good one. This administration supported that legislation, but Dan today says, well, we don't really support unilateral action. So, and I run across this a lot, and I suspect some of you in your own companies run across this a lot when you're actually sort of listening to people. And they say, what they say sounds great, but when you go out and try to get something permitted, or you go out and looking at working with a local authority and trying to get something built, it's a whole different story. And I think it really comes down to something pretty fundamental in terms of how you look at the role of government, as you were asking, Jerry, in this sector. You know, does it need to be managed from Washington so that it produces the right portfolio of all of the above, defined as President Obama would define it? Or are you looking at something that says, we need to take advantage of the resources that we have, we need to use the technology and the ingenuity that we have, because in doing that, we are making our environment better, we're becoming more efficient, we're reducing greenhouse gases, and we don't need people to say, well, you can only do it in a certain way, on a certain day, in the way that we think makes sense. So that's really what's at stake here. Sort of, do you think that the private sector has got it right on energy technology, or does it need to be redirected in the way that we think is politically correct? And I think this election is going to be about that, and not only in the energy sphere, but in some other areas as well. Thank you.
Thank you both. And let me close just by also thanking the Business Roundtable. This is a very useful, productive exercise. Thank you all for coming. Thank you for having me. I've learned a lot. And finally, thanks to each of you. I think we managed to avoid the two great pitfalls in this, which is a recitation of platitudes or pointless argument. I think we did shed some light rather than just heat. So I think you're both to be complimented and deserve a round of applause for doing